I guess, Neil, there is an adjuvant study that the ECOG is doing on rectal cancer. Can you talk about that?
Sure. There are actually two studies being conducted by ECOG. One is a phase three intergroup study. One is a phase two study. The intergroup study is taking patients who have had neoadjuvant combined modality therapy with any fluoropyrimidine and radiation, can have also had oxaliplatin as part of the radiosensitizing approach. And then postoperatively, the patients are registered to the study and then randomly assigned to either get FOLFOX or FOLFOX plus bevacizumab as the two arms of that study. In a phase two study that's ongoing in ECOG, an initial experience with the addition of neoadjuvant bevacizumab to chemotherapy with radiation is being explored as a potential future arm of a next generation study.
Alan, we've seen some interesting data came out of Chris Willett, radiation oncologist, looking at a small number of patients who got pre-op Bev for rectal cancer. MD Anderson is actually looking at Bev in a clinical trial in the neoadjuvant setting for rectal cancer. Where do you think things are heading in terms of Bev and, for that matter, biologics in general in the neoadjuvant rectal setting?
I think Chris Willett's work was really elegant. It looked at Bev alone in these patients. It sets the record for the highest ratio of authors to patients, 18 authors and 6 patients. But that's a function of how complex the study was. It showed some sort of biological impact. I think the problem with Bev, of course, in that setting is the timing. Certainly, is there a risk of perforation that might be greater in these patients who've had Bev and then get irradiated? I don't know the answer. You know, will the anastomosis be problematic? So I think you need a lot of work before you can get there. I think the other issue is deciding whether improving local control with Bev and radiation is going to really add much to the mix. Local control is a problem occasionally, but not being a dominant problem. So I think it's a balance here about the potential benefit versus the potential danger. Again, the Willett study is elegant in that it was Bev alone. They looked in 10 days and showed biological difference in the way the tumor appeared in some of its features. But in terms of knowing if that's a practical place to use it, I'm not sure it is.
Neil?
Yeah, there are two issues with regard to local control and why that is a goal in terms of getting a complete pathologic response. One issue was alluded to earlier, and that is that patients who have a complete pathologic response tend to survive longer than patients who don't. So it does seem to be a proxy for good prognosis. But the other issue that's often not discussed is the goal of ultimately getting to a point where we don't need to do surgery in patients with rectal cancer.
That's fair.
And a la how we now treat anal canal cancer, if we can get to the point where a very high percentage of our patients are getting complete pathologic responses, the next step is going to be to ask the question as to whether there are some patients who simply don't require surgery. And that's why these studies are being developed to try and improve local control.
No, I totally agree with that. I think the leap, though, to not doing an operation is pretty daunting to think of how difficult that leap is going to be. But I do agree with the goal of getting there.